Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler, and we're back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod. This time, as always, on a Wednesday, recording this episode in the Jets offseason, right? The Chiefs win the Super Bowl in overtime, 25-22, I believe. A pretty dramatic ending to that game, and yeah, so I thought it was, you know, a pretty fun, interesting game for the most part. And we're officially on to the off season, right? You know, it took, you know, enough time. The Jets season ended, it feels like months ago. And it's about a month ago. But the Jets are in a spot where, you know, they're looking to upgrade at a few key positions, and we will dive deeper into free agency as we get closer to it. I believe that begins on March 11th, the tampering period. That's always a fun time of year when, you know, agents and other teams usually tamper, starting at 12 p.m. that day, Monday. So it's always a fun time. So we will be all over that and covering that and things of that nature. But to start us off, I wanted to announce that the Jets are announcing new uniforms coming up in 2024. They're going to the legacy white jerseys. They're here to stay. The Jets are also coming out with green and black alternates of those jerseys as well. I think that's, you know, amazing news for everyone, right? I think everyone loves the jerseys. I do, at least. I think they're awesome. You know, kind of going for a more traditional throwback look, I think, is more in the Jets' favor at this point. Hopefully they change the logo as well to that logo on the helmet with the little plane wing on the top. I think that's, you know, an awesome logo, and I think it kind of resembles the Jets and their culture and going back to, you know, the 80s and, you know, back when they had that logo. You know, I just feel like that's Jets, right? That's who you look at as, you know, the New York Jets. So excited for all that and excited for a new era here of uniform, and the Jets are going to look different heading into 2024 and beyond, hopefully with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, with a healthy offensive line to protect them. And speaking of offensive line, I wanted to jump into a few topics regarding the O-line, as we do almost every week at this point, because it's such a big point of emphasis for this team moving forward. You know, upgrading the offensive line is probably the most important thing the Jets have to accomplish this offseason to be successful in 2024. And there are a couple mock drafts, obviously, that have come out over the past couple of weeks, kind of detailing what we've all been, you know, thinking and seeing over the past couple weeks as well, is, you know, offensive line, right? And have it be, you know, Olufushanu or, you know, any of those guys, right? It's more the fact that, you know, they're getting picked at that spot at number 10. And, you know, it'll be super interesting to see who the Jets go for, you know, assuming they're still there, right? You expect to run on quarterbacks early, right? With Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, you know, guys that are going to go early, you know, hopefully a few O-line fall to the Jets at number 10. And as I said, we'll go into more detail as we get deeper. But at this point, the Jets are in a spot where they are, you know, kind of ready to just fully upgrade the offensive line. It feels like the last few seasons have been, okay, let's get the quarterback, let's get the receivers. You have a quarterback, you have to, you know, definitely go into the backup quarterback market. Guys out there like Ryan Tannehill, you know, Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, there are guys out there that you will have, you know, your pick, right, on if you want to spend money on a backup quarterback. And I think the Jets are definitely willing to do that after last season's, you know, debacle at backup, right? Zach Wilson coming in for the injured Aaron Rodgers, and it just was not what we all expected starting the year, obviously, but it ended up being a lost year in general. So you want to get a backup in there who could still keep the team afloat, forbid a Aaron Rodgers injury, you know, was to come about again. But at this point, I think the Jets are, you know, it's well known that the Jets are going to go after a backup quarterback, and, you know, it should be. An offensive line is probably the most known secret in the league that the Jets are going to target offensive line in free agency and the draft. I asked a couple questions on my Instagram story, just kind of gauging interest on different offensive linemen. Guys like Trent Brown, Guys like Michael Wanu, are they going to be available? Are the Jets going to be able to get, their pick in free agency? Are they willing to pay, for guards and tackles? Because, they're expensive in free agency, right? It's not like the draft where you have a slotted amount, to pay the person. You have to overpay in free agency most of the time to get the player you want. So have that be an offensive tackle who almost always goes over budget in free agency, right? I mean, these guys are projected, multi-year, multi-million-dollar contracts in free agency when realistically they might not be worth as much as they're getting paid on March 13th, right? So overall, I think the Jets are in a spot where they could splurge a bit. I think they can clear some cap space with a few restructures with C.J. Mosley, D.J. Reed, John Franklin Myers. There's areas to improve. There's areas to restructure contracts, just like the Saints did a couple years ago. They're now in cap hell. But overall, it does catch up to you eventually, so you do have to be kind of, a little proactive and a little aware of how you're restructuring these deals. So in 2028, you're not totally stuck down the hole, right, where you can't really pay anyone. But the Jets are in a spot now where, their key players are still on rookie contracts. Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Jermaine Johnson, guys you're going to have to pay 2 to 3 years down the road, are currently still on the rookie deals. So, I mean, Sauce Gardner, I believe, is up for a contract extension after this coming season. Same with Garrett Wilson, same with Jermaine Johnson. So this is the year, right? I mean, this is the year to really go all in. I think that's why you're hearing that from insiders like Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter. This is definitely the year to go all in for the New York Jets, right? You have at least one more year from Aaron Rodgers that you know for sure. You have Breece Hall, who's also on his rookie contract. I believe he's also up, coming up here this year. And it's just, it's time, right? It's time to go all in. I think the Jets are willing to do so. I think Woody Johnson is sick of losing. I think he kind of stated that in his end of the year informal press conference at the NFL Honors with Jeff Darlington. I think they, he interviewed him at the NFL Honors, and Woody was pretty forthcoming and pretty upfront with the state of the team, with the state of the quarterback position, really kind of throwing Zach Wilson under the bus, stating that they really didn't have a backup quarterback at all and they need one this season. And 7 wins is not good enough. Things like that, the traditional questions, but Woody kind of went, pretty deep with them. I like it. I'm pretty sick of the just ignoring these questions and kind of just tiptoeing around them and, scared to answer. You've had a losing season for the past 14 years. I mean, there's. You have to eventually, something's got to click. Something's got to, it's frustrating overall, right? And I'm sure Woody Johnson, who gets a lot of flack and a lot of criticism, rightfully so most of the time, but, he's aggressive, right? Woody's going to be aggressive. Woody's not going to sit back and, sit back in his chair and just watch this burn to the ground, right? Sala, Joe Douglas know this is a win or you're done year. And I think, the entire coaching staff, I'm sure Woody Johnson and Christopher Johnson have reiterated that to the coaching staff and front office, that if you do not win this year, you're gone. Like, for sure. Like, it is going to be a completely clean house after 2024 if they do not make the playoffs. I mean, it's almost, Woody Johnson said he doesn't do playoff mandates. This is a playoff mandate, right? You have to make the playoffs in 2024, 2025, or you are cooked. Like, there's no other way going around it. I think fans are on board. I think the owners are on board. Yeah, I don't see any way, if the Jets do not make the playoffs in 2024, that Sala returns at all. I think there's too much coaching talent out there next year. Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel. Not saying the Jets are going to sign or bring in Bill Belichick, but I'm just saying there's going to be options for the Jets if Robert Saleh does not work out this year. And don't get it twisted. I like Saleh, right? I like his leadership. I like his, I think he's personable. I like his personality. I think, I think he's a leader of men. Obviously, I think he's shown that in his time in San Francisco and New York. But at this point, you have to show some, progress with Aaron Rodgers, right? I get your starting quarterback got hurt. And Joe Benigno, stating that, he's texting with Saleh, and Saleh's texting back all of these starting quarterbacks or head coaches in the league that lost their starting quarterback and the records that correspond. Just enough, right? I mean, it's enough, 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 right? You have to, win. The excuses definitely need to stop. Heading into this year, I think we're all on board with that. And I'm hoping the Jets can come to a realization that this is it, right? This is the year you have to go all in, make the playoffs, make the AFC championship. I'm over it, right? I mean, I don't want to win a playoff game. Like, I want to win multiple playoff games. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sneak into the wild card against, like, the Colts and, like, beat them. And, like, that's it. Like, it's not acceptable, honestly, after all these years, right? You need to win playoff games. You need to get in the playoffs and you need to win. There's no excuse, right? I mean, there's really no excuse after the year they had last year. Developing further talent, you have another offseason under your belt. Joe Douglas' sixth offseason with the team. You got to show progress. You have to show progress. The offensive line has to be massively improved. The defense has to stay the same, if not get better. You have to upgrade at the skill position spot, wide receiver. I know Devontae Adams has said publicly that he probably isn't going to leave the Raiders after re-signing their head coach Antonio Pierce, so that option is likely off the table unless something unforeseen comes to fruition. But at this point, the Jets are looking at a few options in free agency, such as T. Higgins, Calvin Ridley, different players that we will definitely dive deeper into as February passes along here. But as I said, right, the Jets are in a spot where they could definitely splurge a bit on key positions such as receiver, such as offensive line. They're in a spot where they are, you know, healthy cap-wise once a few restructures come off the books here, and the Jets are ready to roll into the 2024 season. So with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and end the episode there. A lot of reiteration, a lot of, you know, repeating this episode. It's just, you know, the quiet time in the offseason until the free agency frenzy comes around towards the end of the month and we start to cover players individually, and then it starts to get a little juicy. So I will be back next week with another episode. Hopefully, you know, a news drop, you know, free agency drop, player drop comes out where I can rant more about this team and kind of, you know, I guess be the free thinker that I look at myself to be about the New York Jets. So with that said, I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Make sure you follow my Instagram at New York Jets Game Plan, Twitter at New York Jets Game Plan, and make sure you, you know, listen to all the previous episodes and all that good stuff. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Thanks for tuning in.